Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about imagination. We'd like to understand, why did nature give us the ability to imagine? How can we realize this potential to the fullest? Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, Albert Einstein, he said about imagination that it's a sign for intelligence, not knowledge, but intelligence, the ability to imagine. And it's something that we're doing all the time, even unconsciously. We constantly imagine, whether we hear something, smell something, think about the past, our brain is constantly depicting different pictures in us. It's as if a process that's disconnected from reality happening in our consciousness. Science says that it takes place in the right brain that's responsible for intuition, creativity. And it's something that happens in us so continuously that our brain can't always tell apart between what's real and what's imaginary. It's something very special. And we wanted to ask, what is the significance of imagination? What happens when we imagine? So we have to determine, first of all, what imagination is. Probably. There's a fact, some reality, only toward whom? Who grasps it and determines that this is the true, one and only existing reality. And everything else that's grasped, perceived, and contrary to it, or that isn't exactly like that reality, that's called imagination. So first of all, the definition of imagination is a deviation from the true reality. If so, then now we have to understand, who grasps the true form of reality, not the imaginary one? How can we know? How can we research it? How can we measure if the deviation's bigger or smaller, the tolerance? We don't know, because we're like hanging in thin air. This is one thing. Another thing is that, what will it give us? Okay, it'll give us the ability to understand life in a truthful manner, more or less. Maybe then we'll be able to control our imagination, to understand that reality is the truth and this is imaginary, and maybe our imagination will help us understand the truth. Maybe imagination is that lever with the help of which we cross from one true reality to another true reality and so on. And this is how we climb the degrees of facts with the help of imagination. That from my current state, I imagine a more advanced state. And if I know how to use the power of my imagination, how to correctly directed toward a higher degree, then according to my efforts, I probably acquire the power to attain the next degree, no longer an imaginary one, but the real one, reality. Meaning imagination is something truly beneficial, as long as we're in the right direction. We know how much all of the scientific discoveries, different discoveries in nature and so on, we reveal them with the help of imagination, on the one hand. On the other hand, different works of art, not only in science, but also in music, drawing, sculpture, everything. It also comes through imagination. That a sculpture already sees in that piece of marble its future form. It's also imagination. but it's a different kind of imagination, that he envisions the next form, not out of the current one, that it's like a springboard to the next stage, but out of his works of art. This is what we usually see in our world regarding works of art. And there are many other things about it, meaning the power of imagination can work in a positive or negative way. It can change a lot from men to women, but you can see the biggest difference in children, how they live in an entirely imaginary world. And all the stories and fairy tales that later on don't really have an impact on us, because their power of imagination is very developed, and we're already in a state where the different forms of our life replaced imagination, and therefore we live in something that we call reality, but actually it's a form that's very close to death, that we don't imagine anything for the future. In the past, there were many people that this was their profession, to discover things, to imagine them correctly, that they used to speak in front of everyone about the imaginations that they see and so on, different oracles. Also, in our time, we talk about the power of imagination, but it is an imagination that's based more on knowledge. That it's like economists, politicians that talk about the future as if they can tell the future. But according to what they have today and their knowledge and history and what they know from the past, they make some kind of assumption. Is it related to imagination? Sure, it's related, but more or less, it's also related to the different human inclinations. Therefore, we know it's not the truth and that it's far from the truth. Maybe a person was paid and suddenly his imagination goes in the other direction. Why is it a power? Why is imagination a power? Of course it's a power. I add it to my mind and it distorts the correct form, my ego, as it says, that it distorts the words of sages, that according to different scientific parameters, statistic data, I see a certain future, but even without my own scrutiny and criticism, I want to interpret it in a different way. Because my ego carries me in another direction from the truth. Meaning, imagination is given to lots of change. Would you say that it's kind of an ability that a person has, that he got it as the most developed creature in nature? Of course, this is something that doesn't exist on the animate degree. We see how realistic the animate degree is. Animals are most realistic. Man, he's actually unrealistic because he gets confused between life and imagination and facts. It's all confused together. And therefore, we see that on the one hand, as a result, we develop. But on the other hand, as a result, we constantly err and suffer. So what is that developmental force of reality? How does it help us develop? I envision my future states, preferable, unpreferable, and then we're in struggle with each other, where everyone has a truth of their own. And it's not that people are lying to each other. Not at all. Each person thinks that this is how things are. This is how it seems to him. And he says this wholeheartedly. It's not like politicians that they have to say what they say. But I'm talking about people that each of them sees his own truth. This is exactly the power of imagination. And that later on, we can show each other practical facts. But we see how everyone turns these facts upside down, twists them, and interprets them whatever way is convenient for them. When I imagine something, what does that do? Does it evoke thoughts or emotions? No, imagination is an emotional matter. Just like in general, people are emotional beings, and from our emotions it reaches our mind and gives justification to what I feel, to how I'd like things to be. And a person doesn't really differentiate. I want for things to be like this and that. And then my entire mind and intellect and power and my vital force and the environment and everything, I connect it all in order to prove that what I imagine is how things are really going to be. Okay, now when I start imagining, what exactly happens in me? Can you elaborate on that? I start imagining something. It's the future. What goes on in me? I build the future form for myself. Compared to the current form, and it exists in my mind and heart. So how does this process work that I want for it to happen? What do you begin with? I begin with what I have now. Suppose the simplest forms, and I want for something specific to happen in the future. Why do I want for it to happen? Because I imagine the future the way it's convenient for me. Because in my ego, this form is preferable. So this is where it starts. Yeah. And now, what happens inside of me? This future picture. And it's different than the current picture. And so I can draw different as if facts into this, rules, reasons for it to really happen. Where is this picture that I imagined in my mind and heart? And what happens with it after I created it there, I imagined it? I want for it to happen. So there's the picture in which I am right now. In this process you just described, I created the picture that I want to advance to. Yeah. Or I don't want to advance to it, but still I see it as a war or something frightening in the future. So I talk about it and I say, this is what's coming up, so I invent facts that support this. Meaning that it's not my desire for it to happen, but it's a fact. Meaning it goes both ways. Okay, now you said that animals don't have the ability to imagine the future picture. No, they live in the present. Okay, so what's the role of our imagination regarding our development? Why did only man get the ability to imagine? Because man develops and an animal doesn't. An animal lives precisely according to the present. And therefore, it says that animals are never wrong. And a person who envisions the future, depicts it, and as if wants to live to reach the future, he's always wrong. So why was he given this ability? In order to develop, in order to bring to himself a more and more correct imagination from the field, not an imaginary one, but practically from the field, something realistic. So on the one hand, imagination is the engine of development. It's the urge to develop, not the engine. Okay, on the other hand, you're saying that because we have this ability, we err. So this mechanism has two sides. It has two sides, but it's still not the correct side, because if I precisely determine what do I have to develop to, and I learn that our entire development depends on the revelation of the upper force, then I have to develop through social connection. Can you explain this? Yeah. And then what follows is that I don't have to go to any imaginations, but to realize them, in a direct, consistent, realistic way as it appears before me. What's the connection between imagination and reality, that we imagine something and it influences reality? I mean, is there a connection between what I imagine and the life that I'll have as a result? No, it's all a part of my imagination, and this is how it continues, and that's it. It's not that my imagination builds anything. It doesn't, because you said that it helps me advance to a new state every time. When I imagine and envision my next state, my future, what level are we talking about? Making a sculpture out of marble? I don't know, different things. A person wants to succeed in life, he wants to be healthy, he wants to get in shape, different things. This is something else. On the corporeal level, there's no problem to imagine future forms, that this is how I want to be, and go and realize them. You have plenty of advertisements like, come to me, and then you'll get this and that, different changes in life. So by imagining this preferable state, it will help me advance toward it in some way. It'll help. It'll build a certain process in you of developing toward that state. But again, imagination here works on the corporeal level, where the entire process is clear. And the question is, can you realize it? Maybe you don't have the money or don't have the time, but actually, everything's at your disposal. This is on the corporeal level for a person to change himself as much as he can. Now I want to ask about memory. What's the difference between memory and imagination? I need the memory because it keeps the data in order to arrange the current situation, to envision, imagine the next preferable or unpreferable state, and to see how do I advance toward it or prevent it, and so on. So is it one or two mechanisms, imagination and memory? No, memory is that which exists inside of us, and when we want to, we use it in order to build our imagination. Are there people that can't imagine? Yeah, people that are closer to a more primitive kind of nature that don't really have the ability to imagine. Were I to ask you, say, what's the role of imagination in life? What would you say? In order to develop. So how would you characterize people that have a vivid imagination? What's special about them? No, it depends what direction are you developing in. Could be in a good direction, could be in a bad direction, regarding themselves, regarding other people. It depends what level do they want to develop on, in what way. So let's really talk about it a moment. How can we use our imagination in the best possible way to make the most out of life? First of all, I have to find out what is the most correct meaning of life, purpose in life, to imagine it, to stabilize it. There are different books about it. There is the opinion of wise people that can tell me about this future form. And then, accordingly, I depict it to myself, and from the difference between what I have and what I want, I build my path. What forces do I need? What else do I need in order to achieve the goal? And where does imagination come in? The future form that I built for myself, it's built by imagination. The future form that I imagine, is it only in order to later on help me perform different actions, like, I don't know, with corporeal forces, money or whatever, in order to achieve the goal? Or is the usage of the power of imagination itself, it brings me closer to the preferable state? It also brings you closer. If we're talking about a person's strong desire, the person's desire in and of itself builds, and therefore the power of imagination is very powerful. We have to develop it as much as possible, but alongside with it, we have to try and be careful that it won't be disconnected from reality, meaning that it'll be possible to realize the power of imagination that we're working with. How do you do it? How do you imagine realistic things? This is a big problem. A person, he has to rely on the sages, teachers, and to follow them. Maybe to make things clear, what happens when a person imagines, envisions this goal that you're talking about? Are you talking about the spiritual or corporeal goal? I'm in a constant dilemma. What level are you talking to me about? We want to get the maximum out of life. Doesn't work that way, because I'm working with completely different vessels. Either I imagine the spiritual goal. So what is it? And what vessels is it revealed? What do I need in order to reveal it? These are different vessels, a different goal, different means. Everything's different than any other corporeal goal. All the corporeal goals are the same, and they're all in contradiction to the attainment of the spiritual goal. So how do you use the power of imagination in order to reach the spiritual goal? In order to reach the spiritual goal, I'd say that first of all, we have to write down a few details about the spiritual goal. What is it? That it's bestowal, love, coming out of and rising above the ego, connecting with other people, with their will to receive, in order to fulfill them, and through them to reach the revelation of the Creator, and adhesion with the Creator. So here, there are very clear stages, a very clear way, maybe not that clear now, but over time, along the way, I have to scrutinize them. This is what we have to do. So what is the place of imagination in this process? The place of imagination is that I always have to work with the state in which I'm currently in, and the future state, I have to push myself toward that future state. And how does my imagination help me in this? How can I advance without imagination? I don't see any future spiritual state. How can I then? I can envision it only with the help of imagination. What do you mean? I imagine how much I have to love others, to be connected with others, to rise above my ego, to come out of it, by which I start coming closer to the upper force. I start feeling it according to equivalence of form. In the meantime, it's all imaginary. And then what happens as a result of this imagination? I work at it. At this picture you envisioned? Yeah. What does that mean? How can I connect with others? And then what happens? You work at it. You imagined it. That's the first stage. Then you're going to work at it. You're no longer imagining. You're working at it. Developing a more and more advanced attitude toward others. What then? How can I develop something if I can't imagine the action? Okay, that's the first stage. Then you work on that picture, trying to realize it. For it to come from imagination into being. And that leads me to what? To that next picture. And from it, I develop the next picture. So, the way man develops is that he envisions his more advanced stage, and then when he has that picture, he goes and realizes it in practice, meaning he imagines it, and then he goes and realizes it. It's like mountain climbers that have these two mountain climbing sticks, and imagination, it's not that it's something optional. Without imagination, I won't understand what I have to do in order to develop. Right. So would it be true to say that imagination was given, the power of imagination was given to man in order to advance him limitlessly? Is imagination limited in some way? No. Man can always imagine more? Yeah. So what's the purpose of it all? Endlessness. So what do I have to imagine at the end of the end, at the top of the top? A state beyond all imagination. That means what? A reality that's called the world of Ensof, of endlessness, meaning that whatever I'd like to realize, I can. And that depends on what? On the power of imagination and the ability that I've acquired, both of these things together. Again, a limitless imagination and the ability to realize it limitlessly. So why can't I imagine limitlessly right now? You can't even imagine what it is. What can you imagine all in all? Something a bit better than this small, sorrowful life. And if I could imagine more, I'd have a greater ability to realize it. Sure, but it's like a child that imagines an airplane, a ship, a mountain of sweets. That's all it is. So this is a very interesting insight that my power of imagination is limited in accordance with my ability to realize it. It's interconnected. Yeah? Meaning whoever gets the ability to imagine more and more developed and advanced states, the next moment, he'll get the ability to realize it. Sure. It's like you talk to a homeless person that's hungry and you ask him, what do you want in life? I want to always have lunch in front of me. That's it. This what you want? Yes. Because for him, it's everything. If you talk to a developed person, I want palaces, airplanes, the world, someone even more developed, the worlds, and so on. So why did nature give man imagination? So that by imagination he'll advance to a state that's beyond any imagination. Thank you, Tal. Thank you, Dr. Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.